Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Tonight. Now, once again, tuned in to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, I'm so excited to announce that we have none other than our sister in Christ, Prophetess Sherry Walker Shy from Conyers, Georgia, will be bringing forth God's word on tonight. I'm asking all listeners, especially the new listeners for the first time on tonight, as I always let the listeners know, please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along as we go through God's word together on tonight, because we don't want anyone to ever or for granted or to ever think for one moment that we're making up things as we go. We want you to read it for yourself, what thus said the Lord. His word says unto us, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So you need your pens and paper and your Bible to follow along on tonight. We do open up with prayer, so we're going to do the same thing on tonight. I'm asking all listeners, if you would please come on one accord and touch and agree with me as we go to God's throne of grace on tonight. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, your Son, we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy to be praised. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like, no matter how it feels or what we see or what we think. We thank you that you are in total control, and we thank you that you cannot lie, you cannot fail nor change. And we thank you that all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. Heavenly Father, we come now asking in the name of Jesus that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Prophetess Sherry Walker-Shire and her entire family, and every saved believer all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, because your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So we come now asking that you will forgive us, so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain, and that we can move forward and complete our God assignment in the earth, that you will be glorified through each one of us in the name of Jesus. We come now, Heavenly Father, lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We know that you're still healing, delivering, and setting the people free. And we know that you are the healer. So we know that the world is going through turmoil right now. But according to your word, you said these things were going to happen. So we know that the COVID virus is running rapid all through the land, Heavenly Father. People are dying every day. So many are sick with the COVID virus. But we know that you are in control of everything. So we ask that you would move by your spirit, touch, heal, and strengthen those that are sick and afflicted with the virus, and all those that are sick and afflicted with any other ailment, those that are dealing with suicidal thoughts, those that are dealing with depression. We ask that you would move by your spirit, heal them in the name of Jesus, and then they would have a testimony, and they would not be afraid or ashamed to be a witness, and let the world know that it was you who have healed them, that you would get the glory in the name of Jesus. We come now asking that you will move by your spirit, Heavenly Father. Continue to comfort and strengthen all those that are bereaved on tonight that have lost loved ones for whatever reason. We know that your word is true, that your word says the earth has no sorrow, that heaven cannot heal. So we ask that you will let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, and your comforting power as they go through the hour of bereavement all over the land, that you will get the glory even through the hour of bereavement in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we lift up everyone that may be tuning in for the first time on this worldwide platform on tonight that are not saved in Jesus' name. It's our prayer, our hope, and desire that your word will go forth with power through your Holy Spirit as you use your woman of God on tonight, that you will bless her to bring forth your word as you have given it to her, that she would share this word, that it would be received by every listener on tonight, that you would get the glory, that souls will be saved, backsliders will come back to the fold, that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified. Through your word on tonight, that you will get the glory, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. And we also pray, Lord, and lift up our president and all those that are trying to do what's right and pleasing to you in the earth, Heavenly Father. Give them strength, lead and guide them as you see fit, Heavenly Father. And we pray now and lift up all of our sisters and brothers in Christ in Jerusalem and Israel. You said we ought to pray for them. We pray for the peace in Jerusalem and for the prosperity of Jerusalem and Israel on tonight, that you will get the glory through that as well. Now, Lord, we ask that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us, that you will get the glory. Move by your spirit on tonight, Heavenly Father. Should there be anyone that in their mind or whatever that don't understand your word, we pray that if they hear your word on tonight, they will be clear, that they will be able to understand your word. You said, out of all of our getting, get understanding. So we ask that you would move by your spirit over this airway on tonight, that you will get the glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another scripture proof of thought, and it comes to us in the form of a question on tonight. And it says, how are you pleasing God that gives him glory? Once again, tonight's scripture proof of thought comes in the form of a question, and it's personal. How are you pleasing God that gives him glory? I ask all listeners, if you would please take these announcements down, because God is blessing this worldwide ministry and platform, and it is growing, and it is marvelous in our eyes, and we give God the glory for it. So if you have your pens and paper, as you get ready to take notes and follow along as the woman of God brings forth God's word on tonight, in the form of announcements, I want you all to remember that every first Thursday night, Deacon Marvin Cox from Detroit, Michigan, brings forth God's word. I want to share this with the listeners, for the new listeners. Those that are continuously listening to this broadcast know that Deacon Marvin Cox, he suffers with muscular dystrophy, and he crawls around on the floor, but God is still using him. He has not given up on God. He is still being a vessel that God is still using to deliver his word over this worldwide platform. He always shares with the listeners an inspirational point first, and then he always delivers a powerful word. So on this coming Thursday, next Thursday night, the 6th of January, 2022, he will be bringing forth part two of his message from last Thursday night when he delivered the word, it's you, it's you. That was the topic of his message for part one. So he will be bringing part two on January the 6th, Thursday, January the 6th. So you want to tune in and be blessed by this awesome man of God. Every first Saturday night, Minister Tawan Effinger from the Morning Star Baptist Church in Detroit, Michigan, where I serve as a musician, he will be bringing forth God's word every first Saturday night. Then we have Bishop Rosemary Jairu from Clydesdale, Louisiana. She brings forth God's word over this worldwide platform every second Thursday night. And then again, Deacon Margaret Cox comes back again every second Saturday night. We have every third Thursday night, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson from Washington, D.C., deliver God's word over this worldwide platform. Then we have every third Saturday night, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He is my first cousin. He brings forth God's word over this worldwide platform every third Saturday night. Then he also comes forth every fourth Saturday night, bringing forth God's word. And tonight, again, we have with us tonight, she's going to deliver another word from the Lord on tonight. Prophetess Sherry Walker-Sai from Conyers, Georgia, will be bringing forth God's word on tonight. So, and I do have one date that I always keep open so I can possibly bring in another different guest, the fourth Thursday of each month. So I hope you mark those down. So we're going to go to our music break. I'm doing something new on tonight for the first time we've done our music break, and I pray that it works. So I'm asking you, praying with me and quote me and this woman of God that's going to be bringing forth God's word. The enemy tried to attack her voice, but we know that the enemy is defeated, and we already have the victory through Christ Jesus on tonight. So I'm going to go to our music break, and we're going to pray that it goes forth like it should. And if it don't, we're just going to go another route. So enjoy the music break on tonight.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. God is a keeper. I'm honored and I am blessed to be able to share with you all on tonight to be a part of this great broadcast. God bless each of you and God bless you, my brother, James Brown. I pray that God will continue to elevate you and open doors and take this broadcast and this ministry to another level, another place in him. We give God glory on tonight. We bless his name. And I know that we usually start with a testimony. And my testimony is simply this. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be on tonight? God is a keeper. God is a preserver of the saints. God, He's so marvelous. He's so wonderful. He's so magnificent. And I bless the Lord tonight. I bless the Lord, oh, my soul and all that is within me. I bless the Lord tonight. God is a good God. Amen. And there is a word from the Lord on tonight. We will not prolong the time. We will not keep you long. We will give you what God has given us, and we will move out of your way. On tonight, the scripture reading will come from Exodus, and we will look at Exodus, the 37th chapter, and I just want to say a big God bless you to each and every person who is on this line on tonight. Amen. Exodus chapter 37. We're going to begin at the 11th verse. Exodus 37. When you found it, you will find these words. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off before, therefore. Prophesy and say to them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your grave and cause you to come out from your grave and bring you into the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. When I have opened your grave, all my people, and brought you up out from your grave, I will put my spirit in you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. Then you will know that I, the Lord, have spoken it and performed it, saith the Lord. We're going to use for a subject on tonight, this is my Exodus. This is my Exodus. And just touch yourself and say, this is my Exodus. We are ending the year of 2021, going into the year of 2022. And we have endured hardship. We've endured pain. We've endured hurt. We have endured grief. We've endured sorrow. We've endured tribulation and trial and test after tribulation, trial and test. But this is our Exodus. And we have to know that we know that we know that this is the word of the Lord that he declared for each one of us in this ending of the year 2021. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you on tonight. Oh, God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. God, we thank you for who you are. God, we magnify you. We exalt you. Oh, God, we lift your name on high on tonight. Father, we come right now asking that you will let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight. God, we come repenting. Oh, God, we come asking for forgiveness of our sins. If we have said or done anything that did not glorify you or please you, God, we ask that you would have mercy right now. Forgive us, oh, God. Forgive us, yes. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, I ask now that you will decrease me, oh God. Increase your spirit, increase your power and your anointing. That yoke will be destroyed and broken on tonight, oh God. Bless your people, oh God. Bless the hearers of your word tonight, that we will not just be hearers, but that we will be doers of your word. God, we ask that you will bless this ministry, oh God. We ask now that you will bless every household that's represented on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen,
amen,
and amen. Exodus 37 and 11.
Excuse me, prophetess. Excuse me, prophetess. You're coming from Ezekiel. You said Exodus, but I know you meant to say Ezekiel.
That's exactly what I meant to say. Thank you so much. Thank you. Ezekiel, I'm pulling from my subject tonight. This is my Exodus. So we want to get that in our spirit tonight, Exodus. But the word of the Lord is coming from Ezekiel 37, 11 through 14. Amen?
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Brown. Thank you so much. There are times in our lives when we feel spiritually dry. We feel brittle and we feel lifeless. There are circumstances and situations that happen in our life that we just don't have any control over. And truth of the matter is that we're not in control anyway. God is in control. God is the orchestrator. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. And everything that concerns us, God is in control. These struggles may result from not knowing God. Perhaps you once walked closely with the Lord, but have allowed sin or the priorities of this world to draw us away from God. Or perhaps you have simply given to the point of exhaustion and need a fresh touch from the Lord. How many has ever been there? You've given and given and given of yourself, and now you're exhausted and you just need God to touch you. Whatever the case, the Spirit of God is present to touch you, to heal you, and to lead you to Jesus, where you will find new life. The people of Israel place great value on their corporate identity as a nation. And Ezekiel countered that emphasis by highlighting these dry bones, by highlighting what he saw in the valley. Believe that even as God was able to bring life in the valley of the dry bones, he is able to bring new life to the dry and lifeless places in your life as well. Ask him earnestly to refresh you with new life and fresh power of the Holy Spirit today. How many know that it's the Holy Spirit that gives life? And it's the same Spirit that resurrected Jesus from the dead that's alive and working within us today. It's the same Spirit. We have to ask for and receive a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. We have to invite God's Spirit to touch every desperate place in us. Let the power of God transform us, restore us completely, and flow from us to those who are around us. In this chapter 37 of the book of Ezekiel, God told Ezekiel to begin to prophesy to the dry bones.
Lord,
in verse 1, it says, the hand of the Lord came upon Ezekiel and brought me out in the Spirit of the Lord. And it says that it set him down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones. Have you been in a place in your life where it seemed like there was no help, there was no hope, nothing was working out? It was trial and tribulation after trial and tribulation. It was one thing behind the other. And we know, we've all heard the cliche, if it's not one thing, it's another one.
Yes,
down
Lord.
South where I'm from, we say, if it ain't one thing, it's another. And so sometimes the enemy, most times the enemy tries to drain us and exhaust us of our hope, of our joy, and of our faith, most of all. And the reason he tries to do that is because God's word declares that faith without works is dead, and without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Oh, yes, sir.
Without faith, it's impossible to please God. So what we're saying to the enemy on tonight is that this is our exodus. We're coming out strong. We're coming out better. We're coming out greater than what we entered in. We're coming out. We're going to have a strong finish to this year of 2021. I don't care what you have been through. I don't care what problem you're facing. I don't care what hell, what turmoil, what pain you have experienced. Enough is enough. And we have to stand flat-footed, and we have to tell the enemy enough is enough. This is my exodus out of this situation. This is my exodus out of this trouble. I'm coming out, and I'm coming out with my hands up. We're coming out praising God. We're coming out giving God the glory. For he is the sustainer of our soul. He is the lifter upper of our head. God's word tells us that if God is for us, who can be against us? And God being for us is better than the whole world being against us. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Greater is he who is within us than he who is within the world.
Yes, Lord.
Just as Ezekiel began to prophesy to the bones, just as Ezekiel began to prophesy, we have the word of God near us, even in our mouth, that we can begin to speak to the bones in our life. We can begin to speak to every dry place in our life. We can begin to apply the anointing of God, which destroys every yoke of bondage. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what you are facing. God's grace and his mercy is sufficient, and the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, which gives us strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Come on, somebody. Magnify the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah, God.
Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. So then it says in verse 2 that he caused me to pass by them all around. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. But God delivers us from them all. And indeed, they were very dry. And he said to me, son of man, can these bones live? Can I bring life to your dead situation?
Yes, Lord.
God said, can I bring life to your dead situation? Of course he can. So I answered and I said, oh, God, you know. Again, he said to me, prophesy to these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. So I want to say to you tonight, that you shall live and not die, to declare the work of the Lord. There is a work that God has for you to do. Our purpose is to win souls for the kingdom of God.
Amen.
But there is a call and an execution that God has for your life to win the soul. We have to regain focus. And I'm speaking of myself on tonight. There are so many things that the enemy, distractions, so many distractions that the enemy will bring to you and present to you and bring before you to make you miss what God wants you to do. And the reason I believe that God set Ezekiel in the midst of the valley, he didn't tell him, oh, go to the valley. I'm going to show you a valley. I prepared a valley. He sat him in the midst of the valley so that he would not get distracted, so that he could bring life to every dead thing in that valley. It's not too late tonight. Don't give up the fight. Don't get tired now. We're in our last season. We're in the last days of 2021. Don't give up. Keep pushing.
Amen.
Keep pressing forward. Keep listening for the voice of God to speak, to prophesy to your situation. believe that even as God was able to bring life in the valley of dry bones, he is able to bring new life to the dry and lifeless places in you. Ask him earnestly to refresh you with new life, a fresh power of the Spirit on today. Hear God's word to you tonight. No matter how dry, hopeless, or abandoned you may feel or have felt, know that God has not left you. He desires and is able to bring you out of a place of death to new life and hope. God is able to bring you out. He's able to cause an exodus for you. He always gives us a way of escape from our trials and our tribulations if we faint not, if we don't get weary in well-doing, if we continue to serve him with a victorious attitude, not a defeated, downtrodden attitude or spirit, but with a triumphant spirit, knowing that Jesus already paid the price, that Jesus, his blood was for the remission and the saving of our souls from sin and death. We are not defeated tonight. We are not utterly destroyed. We are not cast down tonight. I don't care what you're going through on tonight. There is a way of escape. The word of God says, all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. All you got to do is begin to cry out to him. The book of Psalms declares, in my distress, I cried out unto the Lord, and he heard my cry and delivered me from all of my trouble.
Yes, Lord.
The problem is, too many times when we're faced with the issues of life, we cry out to everybody else except for God. And there is only one name by which men will be saved, and that is the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Ezekiel countered that emphasis by highlighting personal responsibility in terms of behavior. And we want to deal with this for a moment. Because even as we make our exodus 2021, God is saying, I got to change your mindset. I have to transform and renew your mind. So what he's saying is that though Israel had sinned as a nation, each person was responsible for his or her own individual sin.
That's right.
Godly living requires personal responsibility before the Lord. Like Israel, we cannot blame our family, our leaders, or our nation for the choices that we have made, nor can we rely on someone else's righteousness to save us. Understand that another person's righteousness cannot save you. Receive the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. God wants us tonight to remember what his word says in 2 Chronicles. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, repent of their sins, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin and heal their land. Turn from your sin and live. While understanding the negative influence that circumstance, society, or even family may have on you, placing blame will not set you free. God wants us to take responsibility for our own actions on tonight.
Yes, Lord, that's right.
Take personal responsibility for your own choices. God's desire is to forgive you and restore you fully to wholeness and relationship with him. Receive forgiveness and cleansing from the Lord so that you can live, so that God can saturate the dry places in your life with his anointing. Give him every area of your heart that has become hardened and receive a new heart and a new spirit. Yield it to the Lord. Ask him to transform your heart and your life on tonight. Repentance, or turning away from sin, is a crucial message in Ezekiel. God had given Israel every possible opportunity to turn from their sin, just as he has given America. He has given us every opportunity to turn from our sin. But they wouldn't. We won't, because we get so comfortable and complacent and caught up in pleasing our flesh that we are distracted from the will of God. God's holiness and justice. He poured out his judgment, punish and restore his people. Today, God continues to cry out to his people to turn from their sin and to return to a life of holiness and connectedness to him. God's desire now is the same as it was then, for people to know him. We are to walk in God's ways and teach them to others. They are the pathway to life, joy, and holiness, as well as wholeness. Turn from our sin. Seek the Lord with a sincere and submitted heart. And, you know, God is saying even tonight, there are some will say, well, I don't have anything in us. I don't do anything wrong. Well, the word of God says we all have sinned.
Yes,
Lord. And come short of the glory of God. And we do it daily. We have to walk in a spirit of repentance, because we never know what we may someone else. We may look at a person in a sinful way. We don't know. That's why we should walk in repentance. God, just forgive me of my sins that I know of and those that I do not know of. That way we are in the ark of safety.
Amen.
But we are all sinners saved by grace. We all have a nature to sin. And God knew this. This is why he sent Jesus.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
But thank God for the blood. Thank
yes,
God
Lord.
For the blood of Jesus. Thank God for Jesus' sacrifice on Calvary.
Oh, yes.
Know the Lord. Know the Lord. God's purpose is both the judgment and restoration of his people, was that they would know that he is the Lord. This theme is repeated more than 60 times in the book of Ezekiel, stressing God's intense desire for his people to know him and for their behavior to reflect his lordship in their lives. Understand that God does not desire for anyone to die in his or her own sin.
Amen. That's the word.
Ask the Lord to teach you and give you discernment that will enable you to walk in his ways and honor him through your actions, teaching others how to walk in his holiness. So as we are ending, as we're coming to the close of another year, we're leaving out of 2021 with a heart of repentance, saying, God, whatever mistakes I made, whatever I have did in my past, I repent Show me so that I can get it right. Let me correct the wrongs that I've made so that what my sin and my error will not cross over into 2022 with me, because I want to be blessed.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
I want your promises. I want the fullness of everything that you have for me. I want every blessing that you have appropriated for my life to be manifested within my life. We want the goodness of God. And the word of the Lord says, come. In the book of Isaiah, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins are as red as scarlet, I can wash them whiter than snow. If you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you will be devoured with the sword. We have to turn away from some things. We have to repent from some things, even if it's just hurting us. Because David said, God, against you and you only have I sinned. Have I done this evil in your sight? That's enough acknowledgement, but we still have to turn away from it.
That's right now.
We cannot walk with God holding hands with the devil.
Look out.
If we want the fullness of the blessing and the manifestation of the blessings of God in our life, we have to turn away from unrighteousness. We have to turn away from sin. We have to turn away from negativity. We have to turn away from idolatry. We have to turn away from sexual sin. We have to turn away from backstabbing, nasty attitude. We have to turn away from these things, hatred, bitterness. And we have to allow God, allow the Holy Spirit, allow the blood of Jesus to purify us, to transform us, to cleanse us. So that we won't continue to go in this same cycle, so that we won't continue to be up and down on an emotional roller coaster. And let me share this with you, because I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying on tonight, even as we are making our exodus out of 2021, there are some people that God is saying you got to make an exodus from as well. There are some people who have been distractions. There are some people who have caused you to err and stumble. And you can't be afraid to let go.
Amen.
Because holding on to these kind of people will only cause further damage. No good will come. Sometimes you just got to let go.
I'm a witness.
You got to let go. I don't hate you, but I got to move on from this place. I don't dislike you, but your season is up in my life.
Look out now. Make a plan.
And it's okay. It's okay. Because I say often, I'd rather please God and walk with God than to displease God and walk with man. We cannot allow or afford our walk, our journey, our calling to be hindered because of distraction, and definitely because of other people.
Lord Jesus.
We can't do it. This is my exodus. This is my exodus. God has sent prophecy after prophecy, word after word, that Prophetess Shy, 2022 is going to be your year. You're supposed to be further along than where you are. It's some things that God wants to release to you. But guess what? I got sense enough to know that if I don't change some things on my own, no matter how much God want to release it to me, I can be my own hindrance. I can be my own stumbling block. So we have to look at ourselves in the mirror, and we have to take inventory, and we have to take a retrospective look within ourselves and say, God, what am I doing? What am I not doing to hinder myself, to hinder what you want to do for me, to me, in my life and through me? It's all of our desire. It should be all of our desire to please God. It's not about us, but it's about him.
Yes, it is.
It's about doing the will of the Father. And if we follow Jesus' example, Jesus constantly pointed everything back to the Father. He said, I can do nothing apart from my Father who sent me. We can't do anything without God. But most importantly,
right,
we need him to accomplish and to be successful and victorious in our lives, in our walk, in our ministry, on our job, in our family. We got to move from this place. We got to make our exodus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. We praise God that he does not deal with us in closing tonight. Praise God that he does not deal with us according to our sin or corrupt ways.
My Lord.
Receive Jesus. He bore our sin so we can now walk in forgiveness, free from guilt and shame.
Yes, sir.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord on tonight. This is our exodus. Make your exodus. Make a declaration to yourself that this is my exodus. I'm coming out of sin. I'm coming out of negativity. I'm coming out of lack. I'm coming out of poverty. I'm coming out of substance abuse. I'm coming out of fornication. I'm coming out of adultery. I'm coming out of every sin and every weight that so easily beset me, that would hinder me and keep me from running the race that God has set before us. God is a good God. He's a forgiving God. He's a merciful God. He's a gracious God. He's a loving God. The love of God is irrevocable. The love of God is unrepentant. The love of God, my Lord, is our sustainer. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We give him great praise on tonight. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. He's worthy on tonight.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, we thank you for your word on tonight. God, we pray that it has not fallen on deaf ears nor stony hearts. We ask now, Lord God, that every dry thing that's on this line tonight be saturated with your anointing and power, oh God, with the power of the Holy Ghost. God, we thank you for breathing new life into us on tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for resurrecting us, oh God, from our valley of dry bones. We thank you for speaking life into us, for breathing life into us on tonight. God, we give you great praise. We repent of our sins, and we ask that you will forgive
Lord.
Us. Keep us, oh God, in holiness and righteousness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, praise the Lord on tonight. Praise the Lord. What a mighty word. What a powerful, much needed word for such a time as this. Prophetess Shy, on tonight, I want you to know that this word was for me tonight. I know it was not only for me, but it was for every listener that has an open heart and an open ear to receive this word on tonight. You have blessed me on tonight, and I know that this word has been a blessing to the listeners as well. So just like you said, God's word will not go out void. It's going to accomplish everything that God set out for it to do, because he foreknew that this day was going to come, and he already knew who was going to be listening, and he knows exactly what we need. So you have most definitely given us God's word on tonight. So I just want to personally say thank you for you being obedient to deliver what God gave to you to give to his people on tonight, because we need this word on tonight so that we can carry on, that we can be able to go through 2022 being a men and women of God that he has called and destined for us to be, that we will each give him glory, honor, and praise through our lives individually, then as a corporate body of believers, that God will be glorified. That's what it's all about. It's all about God getting the glory. And so, again, on tonight, I just want to personally say thank you for being the awesome woman of God that you are. You continue to stay on the wall, continue to share the good news of Jesus Christ, because I like what you said in your message on tonight. I'm paraphrasing right now. Everything, all of our sins, all of our hang-ups was nailed to the cross. When Jesus died on the cross, all of our sins and hang-ups was nailed to the cross with him. And when he came out of the grave, he came out of that grave with the victory over death, hell, and the grave. And just like he had the victory, we who are saved in his name, we also have the victory. But we have to check our attitudes and everything that's not like God so that we can make sure that we are assets to the kingdom of God. And we don't want to be a liability. We don't want to be a stumbling block to anyone that's trying to give their life to Jesus Christ by looking at us, who we say we are saved in Jesus' name and we are Christians. We can be the downfall of someone never giving their life to Christ. We can be the downfall of someone that is a babe in Christ, newborn babe in Christ, that walk away from God because they're looking at us. Because sometimes we're the only Bible that some people are ever going to read. They're never going to go into a church house. So we have to be careful, and we have to know the word, and we have to be doers of the word and not just hearers only. So I pray that every listener has received this word on tonight. I have to let you know that thank God for you on tonight. This word was for me. You have given me insight that I need to examine my own life, and that's what we all need to do. We need to examine our own lives according to God's word. And I want to share this with the listeners on tonight, as I always do. We want to be able to encourage one another, pray for one another, empower each other in God's word, not with our own opinions or feelings, but according to what God's word say, that God will get the glory. We're getting ready to close out for tonight. We will not have a broadcast on this coming Saturday night, but we will be back, God willing, on the first Thursday in January, when Deacon Marvin Cox will be bringing forth part two of his message, It's You. So you want to tune in. And remember that all of these broadcasts are kept in archives. You can always go to the website and pull up any program and listen to it and be blessed all over again. And then you can also share this worldwide platform with others so they can tune in and go to the website through their phones on Google or their tablets or their computers and be blessed by the word of God. So we're going to close out for tonight. Please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we come once again giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name, Heavenly Father. We thank you for your word that has come forth through your woman of God on tonight. We pray, Lord, that it has been received on tonight and that it has not gone out void. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that we know that should there be any listener on tonight that is not saved in Jesus' name, it's our prayer, our hope, and desire that they have received this word and they will open their own mouth and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive them of their sins and transgressions. They will also ask Jesus Christ to come into their hearts after they've been being saved and reveal to them and show them what their individual God purpose is in the earth so that they can fulfill it in the earth for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace, even though we don't deserve it. We thank you for it. And we thank you that the blood of Jesus still works and it will never lose its power. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are a promise keeper. You're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people. Heavenly Father, we just ask that you will continue to move by your spirit in each one of us, individually and then as a corporate body of believers, that you alone will get the glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes in to this ministry, even to the new listeners on tonight for the first time. Bless them all and grant them the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as I always say, remember, I know that I love you, but most of all, know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, and I just want to say a happy and prosperous new year to everyone. Continue to keep God first in your life. and watch what God do for you and through you as you continue to be a doer of his word and not just a hearer only. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night. So much I owe.